like a copy of God's Word, the Bible, New Testament, in its entirety offered to you quite freely. You're simply for the taking. If you'd like one, then do feel free to come and ask for one. The message of God's redeeming love, how He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world that through Him that sinners might be saved. It's powerful. It's not just ordinary reading. It's the Word of God, and it carries with it divine power to change the worst and the best of sinners. Change not just, of course, their present lives, but their eternal destinies, more important. If you'd like a copy of God's Word, do please feel free to come and ask for one. Gladly place it into your hands. Of course, the Bible, you know, tells us that in the beginning God made man in His own image. Upright, you know. That is, you know, with a perfect righteousness and a true knowledge of God and His love, goodness, kindness, you know. But of course, as you look at the human race now today, well, you have to ask yourself the question, and you have to come to the conclusion, surely something's gone wrong. You don't see anybody walking about Kilmarnock today with a perfect righteousness, do you? A true knowledge of God and His love, goodness and kindness. You don't see that at all. In fact, if you're honest, we see a lot of broken people, broken in mind and body and soul, every which way. Anything but righteous and anything but with the knowledge of God. So something must have gone wrong. Well, the Bible tells us just exactly what that was. Your daddy and mine, Adam's name was, that is going back to the beginning, first man, you know, God made, his name was Adam. He had a perfect, he had perfect righteousness, true knowledge of God. But of course he sinned, and he brought sin into the world, all his posterity to you and I. So you see, you come down through the generations, Adam gets children in his own fallen, sinful, stealing condition, and you know, that goes on down through the generations to now. So that, you know, God can say that we are all of us conceived in sin, born in sin, therefore on the wrong side of God, having got that perfect righteousness, that true knowledge of God, lacking, don't know, experience the love of God because of sin. Makes the separation between us and God, you know. And well, the outworking of that sin, of course, well, that's what you see, not just in Kilmarnock, but all over Scotland, all over the world. Men and women separated from God now as a result of their iniquities. The rebellion that is against God. It's not that God's a million trillion miles away. On the contrary, he's very close to you. It's in Him that you live and move and have your being. You can't breathe without God. He holds your very next breath in His hands, you know. Without Him, without God, you can't know nothing. In Jesus Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. We couldn't know anything about the universe in which we live, but ourselves couldn't know nothing God hadn't revealed knowledge to us. No, God's so very close, very near to you. In Him you live and move and you have your being. It's the separation, the spiritual, a moral one, separated from the love of God, separated from the goodness, mercy, kindness, separated from your best good, the one that would do you the best good, the one that would rescue you from that certain and known danger, your sin, the one that would deliver you from that separation, that breach between you and God. There you go, you see, man made in the image of God in the beginning, but now you reflect another image. Here's the thing, you see, in sin, you tell the lie, for instance, you know, the lie comes from the pit of hell, the lie comes from the father of lies, the devil. So when you live in a lie, when you're living, you know, with the belief that evolution is true, that that's how the world, humanity came into being, when you're living and believing and speaking the lie, you're reflecting not the image of God, you're reflecting the image of the father of lies, the devil, Satan. So no longer do you bear the image of God, but the image of God's enemy. The one, of course, ultimately responsible for bringing sin into the world. But God holds us, you and I, accountable to each and every one of us. Accountable before God. Because of our nature and because of the sin that comes from those fallen natures. Now we get children, we and our children, conceived and born in sin and therefore children of wrath. That's what's gone wrong. As you look at the world, look at humanity, and you come to the conclusion, something's dysfunctional, something's not working right. Well, this man is not working right, because he's not walking with his Maker, because he's not enjoying a true knowledge of God and a perfect righteousness of God. But God has done something to restore us from that damage, to restore us to His favor in sending His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, that we might be redeemed by Him. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His only begotten Son into the world to condemn the world. He doesn't have to. We're already condemned, self-condemned, every single one of us. No, God sent His only begotten Son into the world that through Him the world might be saved, restored to the favor of God, the image of God, a true knowledge of God, and a perfect righteousness. Well, you see, how can a person ever possibly be in this world perfectly righteous? Well, through the righteousness of God, revealed in the gospel. Jesus Christ, He is the righteousness of God, the one sent into the world, and who lived that perfect life that you and I ought to have lived. And of course, that qualified Him to go to the cross to die in the place of sinners. Oh, the love of God in redeeming sinners. The love of God in not leaving us to wallow in our sin. The love of God in not leaving us broken, fallen, without hope in this world and in the world to come. But in the love of God, the evidence, pure evidence of God's love is this, in sending His Son into the world to die Christ to die for the ungodly, to die for sinners, that we might be redeemed and that we might be credited with the perfect righteousness of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and restored to a true knowledge of God. Friends, we're not talking just about a book knowledge. We're talking about the experience of being renewed by the power of the gospel, renewed in our hearts, our natures, altered and changed by the miraculous power of God. That's the gospel, the power of God unto salvation. Here, even in your own town, there have been men and women rescued by the gospel. Prostitutes and gamblers and drug addicts, all manner of sinners who have found Christ, or rather Christ has found them, redeemed them, and brought them to a knowledge, a true knowledge of God. Of life, of love, of the mercy, the forgiveness, the goodness, kindness that God has for sinful men and women who don't deserve, who deserve nothing but the penalty, who deserve nothing but the punishment, that which is due to us for our sin. But in the grace and mercy of God, He comes to us in the gospel and offers us salvation. Offers us free salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the love of God, the manifest love of God, made clear, made known to you through the preaching of the gospel, even here today, that you might turn, that you might repent, turn from your sin and turn to God through His Son Jesus Christ. But there is no other way back, dear friends, to that true knowledge of God, that perfect righteousness, that image of God. There is no way back to that but through Jesus Christ. God has given us one way and one way only. Not through your world religions. No salvation there. No hope there. No redemption there. No cure there. No restoration there. No rescue there. Only through the gospel. Only through Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Got it? Jesus is His name. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. One way and one way only. One name only. None other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, under the condemnation of the law of God, those Ten Commandments, not given to save you, not given to you to tidy up your life, make you religious, given to you to bring to you the knowledge of your sin. Which I dare say the most of you in Kilmarnock don't even have that. Don't even yet see your need. You need to start, you need to go to Mr. Moses first. Ten Commandments by the knowledge, by the law is the knowledge of sin. Read those Ten Commandments. Come away and tell me you've kept them, every one of them, perfectly all the days of your life from your heart. No, friends, you've broken every single one of them. Every single one of us. All unrighteous, all ungodly, all transgressors, all sinners, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God is God's testimony. None righteous. Even you who say that you're good people, there's none good, says God. None that doeth good, none righteous. No, not a single one. All of us, naturally born, under the condemnation of the law of God, like 10 great big cannon guns pointed in your direction, with God the judge's finger on the trigger, waiting to blast you away into a lost eternity at any divinely appointed and given moment. Unless that is, there's a turn. Unless that is, you repent. Unless that is, you believe on God's Son. God's Son, born of a woman, came into the world, stepped down, the Son of God, second person of the Holy Trinity, stepped down into this world, became a man, God, manifest in the flesh, lived that perfect and that blameless life, shed his blood on the cross that you might be washed of sin stain, and that the wrath of God might be not just appeased but sent away. Sent away, the Bible declares, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Friend, because we are conceived, because we are born in sin, because we've lost that image of God, the wrath of God is upon you. Until that is, the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, removes it. Nothing else. The wrath of God will answer, I tell you, to nothing but the blood of Jesus. His blood was shed for the sins of the world, that men and women, in believing, trusting, not in themselves, not in some religious organization, but trusting in the person of Jesus Christ and what He did. His death on the cross, His shed blood that takes away the wrath of God from off of you and brings the love of God and the life of God to you. Who would not want such salvation, I ask you, huh? Who would not want such? You would have to be some kind of a perverse sinner, would you not? You would have to be some kind of a foolish, wicked sinner not to want such a salvation. You would have to be utterly perverse not to want this. The love of God manifest in the death of His Son. How are you doing, young man? Did you read it? Huh? Why not? The love of God clearly manifest in the giving of His Son and giving Him up to the death of the cross, so that your sin might be taken away, and taken away before your sin takes you away. Get this, friends, nobody but nobody just dies. They're taken. They're taken by their sin out of this world. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Lord, whom I declare to you here in Kilmarnock today. Oh, dear friends, the love of God manifest in this, in the death of His Son, Jesus Christ, that you might be forgiven, that your sin taken away, taken so far away that not even God can find it anymore. Taken as far as the east is from the west, that's an infinite distance. Sin taken away before your sin takes you away. Because that's what will happen. One day your sin will take you out of this world. But the Bible says the Lamb of God, Jesus, takes away the sin of the world. Jesus, take your sin away and give you life, and life eternal, life everlasting. But oh, friends, your sin takes you out of this world. Unbelief tells you, well, that's it, it's all over. finished, blank hole, finito, unknown, nobody knows. Oh yes, they do. Well, you see, nobody ever came back to tell us. Jesus did, and he tells us in his word, it is appointed unto men once to die. After that, the judgment. You stand before God in your sin, either clothed in your sin or clothed in the perfect righteousness of Jesus. Which will it be? What will your end be? How will you answer him that sent me? What will I tell him you said? Rejection, unbelief, perversion. Is that your answer? Or will you turn? Will you believe? Will you trust in the righteousness of another? A perfect righteousness? Because in that day when you stand before God, and you surely will, unless you're there in the righteousness of another, unless you're trusting in a perfect righteousness, that of God's, that of Jesus Christ, I tell you, you're lost for all eternity. No way back, no second chances, no purgatory. That's a papal lie. That's a lie out of the pit of the Roman Church. No way back from sin's dark path when you breathed your last and gone before the judge. It's too late then. It's too late then. You need an advocate. You need somebody to defend you. And there's only one appointed advocate, only one appointed mediator, Jesus Christ the righteous. One mediator between God and man, not the Pope, not the priest, Jesus Christ the Son of God. He must, in that day, be your mediator. A perfect righteousness, clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, restored to the image of God, a true knowledge of God, knowing Him. To know God, of course, is to love Him. Remember that old song we used to sing back in the day? To know Him is to love Him. To know God is to love Him. All your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Why would you love Him? Because He sent Jesus to rescue you. And if He rescued you, if you've been born again, if you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you will love Him. A life and a heart full of gratitude for the kindness, the goodness of God in Jesus Christ. Restoring you to the image of God. Restoring you to that true knowledge of God. A right knowledge of God. That comes by the experience of the gospel. A man or woman born again of God's Spirit. Made a new creature in Jesus Christ. A brand new creature. It's a work of recreation, making you all over again. Resurrection from the dead. I am the resurrection and the life, says Jesus. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Believest thou this? Made alive, alive from the dead. Here you are this morning, dead in your trespasses and sins, cut off from God, destroyed, the image of God in you destroyed, but a way back to God, way back from that broken image, a way back from that destroyed image, a way back to a true knowledge of God, the love of God, the kindness, mercy, loving kindness of God, that He should stoop down into this world in order to save a wretch like you, in order to save sinners of all stripes, the mockers, the idolaters, the drunkards, the blasphemers, all kinds of sinners, dark, dirty and dangerous. Your worst enemy, your own heart, deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. It's the heart of every man, woman and child born into this world. Trust your heart, they say. Just go with your heart, they say. That's the worst thing that you could do. It's your worst enemy, your own heart. It's the word of God that you need to trust. It's the truth that you need to trust. It's the truth that will make you free, nothing else, from the condemnation of God's law, from the power of sin, from the ravages of sin in your heart and life. Ah, friends, some of you here today, seems to me, I don't know, but you ain't got much longer left in this world, I see. The grey hairs, I see the age on you. Soon you'll breathe your last, but maybe, who knows? Who knows? You don't know when a single day is going to bring forth, young or old. You don't know how long you have in this world, but you have only a short measure of time. Time is short, the Bible said. What if today God was to require your soul of you this night? What is it? Who is it that you're living for? The God of self? The idols of this world? The celebrities? What is it? Friends, God was to require your soul of you this night. Friends, the man there in the Bible, the story's told us of a man, a rich, rich man. So much he had. He didn't have room to store all his wealth. He said, I'll pull down my warehouses and I'll build bigger ones and I'll store up my goods and I'll sit back and I'll take my ease. Eat, drink and be merry, for tomorrow we die. But what if you die tonight? God said to that fool, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then you stand before the judge. Then you stand before your maker. Then you give account. Friends, the time is short. Get right with God. Get the image of God reinstalled in you. Get the image of God repaired in you. A true knowledge of God, a love of God. A true knowledge of God, a perfect righteousness in Jesus Christ revealed in the gospel to all who believe. Not all who are religious. Not all who think themselves to be good people. To all who believe. Believe what? Santa Claus? Evolution? The Pope? Muhammad? No. Who believe in Jesus Christ. Christ alone. No other Savior. No other way back to God from sin's dark path. That broken, marred, spoiled, destroyed image of God can be restored in you today if you would but turn, turn, turn. Why will ye die when there is life to be had, says God? I take no pleasure, he says, in the death of the wicked, but rather that they should turn, turn, turn. Why will ye die when there is life, everlasting, eternal, offered to you in the gospel, in the good news, salvation? That's what the Bible, that's what the Word of God is about. God redeeming men and women, made in the first instance, made in the image of God. to knowledge of God, perfect righteousness, but short gone because of sin. But a way back to God, in the love of God, the kindness of God. A way out is offered to you. A way back to God is offered to you. Safety and security in the arms of Jesus, the only Savior of sinners. Oh, trust in Him. Trust in Him today. He who calls you, repent ye, believe, and believe the gospel, He says. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Friends, I'm talking Bible. I'm talking the Word of God. I'm talking about what God has revealed for us, for our good, in His love. He's given us His love letter, the Bible. Check it out for yourself. Don't take my word or anybody else's word for these things. Read the Word of God for yourself. See that I speak according to the Word of God. Read, study, meditate upon God's Word. And who knows but God, in His sovereign mercy, goodness and kindness, may come to you and shine the light into your heart and mind and reveal the knowledge of these things to you. The Word of God, freely offered to you. You're simply for the taking. You'd like one, you come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy upon